The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to The Poetry of Science, a podcast which provides insight into new scientific research via the medium of poetry. I'm your host, Dr. Sam Illingworth. And each week I'll be introducing you to some of the latest scientific findings and sharing a selection of science-themed poetry. This episode investigates why mushrooms in colder climates tend to be darker than those in warmer environments. Beneath the dewy grass you seep, wispy tendrils splayed out as complex networks of finely woven threads, breaking through the earthy tomes, your tempting fruits throb buoyantly, a myriad of insignia that litter the landscape, revealing your presence in cascades of colour. We map the subtleties of your tone, decomposing this aural splendour into hue, saturation, lightness. A histogram of colour that renders your brilliance into pixelated greyscale. Picking through these pigments, we plot the frequency of fruit, charting it against climatic change to reveal patterns that two-step across the page with regimented precision, your shadows darkening with increasing frigidity. Glimpses of this complex web of stories that lie buried beneath your surface. This poem is inspired by research published in Nature Communications, which has found that mushrooms tend to be darker in colder climates, thereby allowing them to heat up more rapidly and increasing their chances of survival. The thermal melanism hypothesis is a hypothesis that predicts that dark or low skin reflectance individuals are at an advantage in cooler climates, as they are able to heat up faster than lighter or higher reflectance individuals. And this has previously been shown to be true for ectothermic or cold-blooded animals, such as amphibians and reptiles. What researchers have done now is that they've theorized that this might also be true for fungi, predicting that dark-coloured mushrooms heat up more rapidly than light-coloured mushrooms and therefore have advantages such as increased reproductive success in cold environments. Now, fungi are living organisms that are distantly related to plants and actually more closely related to humans, but rather different from either of these groups entirely. Fungi can be recognized by the following five characteristics. Number one, the cells of fungi contain nuclei with chromosomes. Number two, fungi cannot photosynthesize. Number three, fungi absorb their food. Number four, they mostly develop very diffuse bodies made up of a spreading network of narrow tubular branching filaments. Even though these filaments are very narrow, they are collectively extremely long and can find food very efficiently. And number five, they usually reproduce by means of spores, which are released by a range of unique structures. One of these different reproductive structures of fungi are mushrooms, the fruiting body that we see growing out of the ground or on trees. So mushrooms and fungi are related. You know, as an analogy, think about a pear tree. A mushroom would be equivalent to a pear, and the fungi would be equivalent to the entire tree, including its root system. And it's also worth pointing out that while all mushrooms are fungi, not all fungi produce mushrooms, as some other fungi have different methods through which they reproduce. Now, in this study, researchers used a Europe-wide dataset which consisted of over 3 million observations of 3,054 mushroom-forming fungal species across 8 countries in Europe, spanning across 40 years of observation from 1970 to 2010. And what they did was they measured the mushroom colour on representative digital images of each species by, first of all, decomposing or splitting the colour into three independent measurements: the hue, the saturation, and the lightness of the mushroom. This was then used to code how the mushroom's colour was perceived. They then measured 21 different environmental variables and used this to calculate the thermal environment in grids of 50 kilometres by 50 kilometres, so areas that were 50 kilometres squared. And they then compared this to the colour of mushrooms that were found to be in those areas. Now, what the results showed was that there was a clear correlation that darker mushrooms were in fact observed in colder climates, even accounting for seasonality. The researchers also looked for any effects that climate change might have had on mushroom colour lightness, because on average across Europe over the last century, temperatures have increased by approximately 1 degree Celsius. However, at the temporal scale of the study, so the 40 years between 1970 and 2010, there was an average warming of 0.7 degrees Celsius across Europe, but that's not yet been found to have significantly affected mushroom colour lightness, although this might change in the future. The overall findings of this research supports the thermal melanism hypothesis for mushroom-forming fungi. So it supports the idea that dark-coloured mushrooms heat up more rapidly than light-coloured mushrooms and therefore have advantages such as increased reproductive success in cold environments. And future research is now needed to fully understand the biology of colours in the fungal kingdom. So now that you've heard the science, let me read the poem to you again. Beneath the dewy grass you seep, wispy tendrils splayed out as complex networks of finely woven threads, breaking through the earthy tomes. Your tempting fruits throb buoyantly, a myriad of insignia that litter the landscape, revealing your presence in cascades of colour. We map the subtleties of your tone, decomposing this aural splendour into hue, saturation, lightness. A histogram of colour that renders your brilliance into pixelated greyscale. Picking through these pigments, we plot the frequency of fruit, charting it against climatic change to reveal patterns that two-step across the page with regimented precision. Your shadows darkening with increasing frigidity, glimpses of this complex web of stories that lie buried beneath your surface. In this section of the podcast, I like to share a poem written by another poet on a topic related to the science that has been discussed so far. In this episode, I'll be reading Mushrooms by Mary Oliver. Mary Oliver was an American poet who won the Pulitzer Prize in 1984 for her collection American Primitive. She was born in 1935 and died earlier this year in 2019. As well as being widely celebrated for her great affinity with the natural world, she's probably America's best-selling poet of the past few decades. And in this poem that I'm about to read to you, Oliver talks about certain varieties of mushroom that are poisonous, making particular reference to panther caps and destroying angels, and discussing how many of these deadly mushrooms bear an unfortunate resemblance to edible species. The ingestion of potentially toxic mushrooms is still relatively common. So, for example, in the US, over the last 18 years, there have been over 130,000 cases of mushrooms poisoning. So that's about 7,500 each year. Now, whilst most of these cases have caused no harm or only minor harm, approximately 700 or 39 per year have resulted in major harm, with 52 deaths reported, which works out as about 3 every year. Research has shown that the misidentification of edible mushroom species appears to be the most common cause of these incidents, and that they may be preventable through better education into differentiating between edible and poisonous species. Mushrooms by Mary Oliver. Rain, and then the cool pursed lips of the wind draw them out of the ground, red and yellow skulls pummeling upward through leaves, through grasses, through sand, astonishing in their suddenness, their quietude, their wetness, They appear on fall mornings, some balancing in the earth on one hoof, packed with poison, others billowing, chunkily and delicious. Those who know walk out to gather, choosing the benign from flocks of glitterers, sorcerers, rustulas, panther caps, shark white death angels in their town veils, looking innocent as sugar but full of paralysis. To eat is to stagger down, fast as mushrooms themselves, when they are done being perfect, and overnight slide back under the shining fields of rain. Thank you for listening to The Poetry of Science. If you want to find out more about the scientific study featured in this episode or read any of the poems in full, then please visit the show notes at scipoetry.podbean.com. That's scipoetry.podbean.com, where you can also find out how to get in touch with any questions or comments you might have. Thanks for listening.